What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports to the max. Twins, Dodgers later. Pregame 8:30, game two of that two-game series at Chavez Ravine. The Twins will hang out in L.A., make the move to Orange County in a three-game series with the Angels on Friday night. Twins and Guardians tied at the moment. Guardians do lead the Tigers. Quick scoreboard update. 3-2 now, top of five. White Sox and Royals scoreless bottom of the second. Once again, the Twins took over first in late April. They jumped into first on April 24th. They were in first on that date, and they've been in first ever since. So they may need a W tonight to stay in that first-place tie. The drama heating up as we get down to the end of the regular season in the NASCAR Cup Series. Jordan Bianchi joins us from The Athletic. Jordan, good to visit with you again.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
And let's just start with this headline, Happy is Happy Again.
It is. It's been 2 years since Kevin Harvick's been in victory lane, and it's been a long 2 years in a lot of sense. And he needed to win bad on Sunday, one, to snap that long winless drought, and two, if he was going to make the playoffs, his only way to do it was to get a win. He did it Sunday. It kind of sends a reminder that this is still Kevin Harvick and you can't count him out. And it was a big win on a lot of fronts for him. And it's good to see him back in victory lane. It's a guy that just when he's involved in things and come the playoffs, it's just better because there's always a possibility of drama with Kevin Harvick. And we like that.
Yeah, and there's so many young guys in the sport, and a lot of the veterans, a lot of the big names have been stepping away in recent years. And, you know, for Kevin Harvick to be in the mix and get that W is important because I would assume he's going to be one of these drivers planning his exit from the sport in the not-too-distant future.
It's a great point, and his contract's up after the end of next year, so he's got 1 year left on this deal, and he has not decided one way or another, at least not publicly said whether he's going to come back or not. We know television is an option for him. He's done a lot of work for Fox and done a good job on that front, and that was kind of part of this as he's going through this winless drought and everything, and you hate to say this, but drivers get to a certain age, and they don't win as much, and you start to wonder about their abilities and whether they can do it. And that was the question that were kind of surrounding Kevin Harvick. And even though he was having a pretty good year when you look at it, I mean, he wasn't winning races, but he was finishing in the top 10. He was in the top five. He was putting together a pretty solid year that a lot of people would love to have, but not having won a race in 2 years kind of had that out there that, you know, is Kevin Harvick past his prime? Is he ever going to win a race again? And for him to go out and do this kind of answers that question of, hey, he is still very capable of winning races at this level and is very much, well, maybe not the same driver that he was a few years ago. He isn't that far off.
Yeah, so three to go before the playoffs get started. Is there any drama on who's going to be in and out? Are there still sort that out with three to go, because it's quite a mix. Richmond, and then you got the Glenna Road Course and then Daytona before we set the playoffs.
Yeah, lots of drama, because right now there's 15 guys who have won races this year, and they occupy 15 of those 16 playoff spots available. So right now there's only one spot open for someone who's on point, if you will. And right now, if you look at Ryan Blaney, he's second in the standings behind Chase Elliott. Had a very, very good year. But because he hasn't won a race, he's on the playoff bubble right now. He can still get in the playoffs, whether he can either win a race and lock himself in, or if there's no other winners emerging over the next three races that haven't won a race, he can get in that way. But that's a big question mark. In this year where it's unprecedented to have this number of winners, 15, there's no guarantees. And you mentioned the racetracks coming up. We got a short track, Richmond. Anything can happen there. Watkins Glen's a road course, maybe a little bit more straightforward, but again, we've seen upsets happen. And then Daytona, where Daytona is wide open affair. Anybody's involved, or anybody can go there. It feels like they have a chance to win. there's no security. It is going to be fascinating to see how these next three races unfold, because there's never been a driver in this position before this high in points that they have missed the race. But that is the reality that Ryan Blaney has had. And I'll say this really quick, Steve. Kevin Harvick's victory on Sunday put Harvick in the playoffs. It knocked Martin Truex Jr., who's also top five in the points, outside of the playoffs. And he needs to win badly if he's going to salvage his year.
Yeah, and there's another huge name and in pretty good equipment week in and week out. So for him not to have a W already certainly is a big deal with three to go. And I think it's cool the playoffs start with the Southern 500 at Darlington. I think that's a wonderful tradition, Labor Day weekend, and I'm glad the way they've massaged the schedule. More road courses, they've got a different look in the summer, and then come right onto the playoffs and start with, you know, one of those great spots. It's definitely on my sports bucket list, getting to a Southern 500 at Darlington.
It's incredible. Being there Labor Day weekend feels like you're stepping into a time machine. You can almost hear the ghosts, if you will. It's great. And if you haven't been there, I recommend it. It's just small town, North or South Carolina, nothing like it in NASCAR. It is, in a lot of words, just quintessential NASCAR.
Yeah, definitely old school. Jordan, one of the other things before we let you go and run out of time, as we close in on the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs, NASCAR is on an upswing. I think all the metrics, that's a term used in all sports now, but television ratings, attendance at tracks, they are definitely moving the needle again on the sports landscape.
It is, and you look at television ratings, we're up significant for last week's race at Michigan. Attendance at Michigan was the highest it's been since 2012, and that's not just a one-off. We're seeing it just one track. This is happening on a regular occurrence now. It's good. It took a long time to get here. A lot of doubt whether it was actually NASCAR was going to get here or not. But you mentioned the summer schedule. That has been changed and redone. You look at what they've done and some other things, and competition-wise, that is much better. Certainly feels like NASCAR is in a much, much better direction than it was a few years ago. Still work to be done, but they have done a lot of heavy lifting, and they're now paying the results.
All right. So Richmond is next. Watkins Glen, Daytona, the next three before the playoff sport. Start. And Jordan, you cover NASCAR for The Athletic, and always good to visit with you.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you, and look forward to talking again with you.
All right, sounds good. Jordan Bianchi joining us, but Kevin Harvick, the latest to victory lane in Michigan, so he's off the bubble. He's in, and with three to go, who's going to fill out that 16-car playoff in NASCAR?
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.